real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. I have a question for you this morning. If you confess the name of Jesus and as a result of that would lose your family, be ostracized from your family, or maybe have your family put to death or you put to death, would you do it? On the other hand, if you deny the name of Jesus, realizing that you'll keep your family and your goods, what would you do? Which would you choose? I think I know the answer. Jesus talks about that very thing here in Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. Jesus was talking about those who in the first century would be persecuted to the point of them having to make a choice. If you confess the name of Jesus, you'll be put to death, or we'll put your family to death, or you'll be put in jail. You're going to lose everything if you confess the name of Jesus. And yet, so many people in the first century who were riveted and committed and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ were willing to make that sacrifice because Jesus was and is to this day, because they're in heaven, is their dearest treasure. What I'm talking about is happening right now in Africa, in China, and other places on planet Earth where Christians are being persecuted. They're given the difficult choice. If you confess the name of Jesus, you lose everything you have, your possessions, your livelihood, your family, your wife, your husband. If you confess the name of Jesus, you're losing all of that. And listen to what people said. Okay, I'm okay with that because my dearest treasure is Jesus Christ. My friends, if push came to shove and persecution comes to the United States, whereby we are persecuted like that, this is the choice we may be facing. Confess the name of Jesus and lose everything. Deny the name of Jesus and keep everything. Which choice would you make? I think I know. If you believe in Jesus Christ, He is your dearest treasure. You know that heaven is our eternal home, that this is not where we belong. And even if we're separated from our family members for the sake of the gospel, it is worth it because Jesus Christ will see us through. And we know that someday, because we all believe in Jesus, we're going to be reunited anyway in heaven where all the persecution and problems of this world fade away. My friends, how dear is Jesus Christ to you? I pray that indeed He is your most valuable possession. That's why Martin Luther said in the great hymn of the Reformation, and take they our wife, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone, they yet have nothing won, the kingdom ours remaineth. I thank God I live in the United States where I'm not facing that kind of persecution. But I know by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God would empower me so that if push came to shove and I would lose my family for the sake of the gospel, I would be willing to do it. And I'll bet so would you. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our all in all. Now, my friends, we're not facing that here in the United States yet, but it may come. And if it does, hold on to your faith. Continue to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as it says here, as we confess the name of Jesus, eternal life is ours. And the Bible here says that Jesus will reward us 100-fold in the kingdom of heaven as we persevere through struggles and trials and yes, even persecution, keeping our eyes of faith fixed on Jesus, who lived and died and rose again, so that through faith in Him, eternal life is ours. Indeed, He is our dearest treasure. Hang on to Him, my friends, and never, by the Holy Spirit's power, never let Him go. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado.
If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.